Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Head coach Georgia Tech Jeff Collins joining John and Hugh this morning on the waveford.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Morning, guys.
So, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, Coach, we were just looking at this last win against Miami. What a wild, wild finish in that game in the way it ended in overtime and, you know, the spot and the placement and the measurement. And, I mean, it was just literally a crazy ending.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great college football game. You know, I've been saying for a long time that our guys are getting better every single week. And, I mean, we played a complete game offensively, defensively, special teams, scored all three ways, a defensive cause fumble, recovered in the end zone for a touchdown, fake punt where we threw a touchdown pass. Our unbelievable punter, Presley Harvin, throws it to Nate Cottrell for a touchdown on a fake punt. And then offensively, running well over 200 yards against one of the top running defenses in the country. It was a great win for us, for the city of Atlanta, for the 404, and really proud of our guys and the way they've just kept getting better the entire year, and it paid off for them. I was happy to see it.
Speaking of that, Coach, has this season gone as expected for the team this year?
It's no secret that this is one of the most historic transformations in the last 40 years of college football. And, you know, the guys have just gotten better every single day. The attitude in the locker room, the way they work, the way they prepare, the way they've just focused on themselves and getting better, buying into the culture, learning everything that we're doing, even though for a lot of them it's brand new that they haven't done since high school. But what they've done is just kept working, kept getting better, and staying together and, you know, continuing to elevate their game week in and week out. And we continue to do that the way we're supposed to. We're going to be back in the elite conversation in college football the way Georgia Tech is supposed to be.
Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins with John and Hugh. Georgia Tech at Pittsburgh, Bobby Dodd Stadium, 4 o'clock kick on Saturday afternoon. And Georgia Tech trying to come off a bye week and build on that win over the Miami Hurricanes. Coach, one of the stories that you and I were talking about with you in the last, 10 days or so, was the fact that you had a number of highly touted recruits who, I guess, felt that they needed to say publicly that they were still very much committed to Georgia Tech. I mean, it is a situation where they could see where you're building. It's obvious to them that you have got to, you know, something headed in the right direction, even if the results this year aren't quite where you want them to be, but you're headed in the right direction, and we know that the transfer portal is probably going to be very kind to you. So there's going to be a talent infusion in the not-too-distant future at Tech.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that we've talked about, even when I interviewed for the job, because I knew inherently what this place is supposed to be and can be, was culture and branding. And I think we do, our marketing staff, our ideation, Santino Stancato, who we call Morpheus affectionately around here. We do a great job with the branding of this place, integrating with the city of Atlanta. That's special. And just the culture that's in our locker room and promoting it on social media. It's real. The way our guys work, the energy they have, the positive environment, and the way our guys work to get better in an NFL-style system, there's future to play at the next level in the way we do things. And I just think that the vibe that when the recruits come around, obviously I can't talk about them specifically,
right,
but when they get around our young men, they get around our coaches, the energy is real, it's infectious, and it's positive, and we're just going to continue to get better through the positive attitude that everybody has. And I said this a couple of weeks ago when people were expecting me to be down and in the dumps or to be negative about things. And I just said very simply, being negative and having a negative outlook on things isn't going to lead to long-term success. But if you're positive and you keep preaching your process and keep teaching the guys that are in our locker room and on our team the right way to do things in a positive way, it's going to pay off. It's guaranteed to work. And I'm really glad that the guys got a taste of it with a big win that hasn't happened down at the University of Miami since 2007. I thought that was really cool for this program and this group of guys that are in our locker room that would bless the coach.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Jeff Collins, head coach of Georgia Tech football. Coach, I got to say, I can hear the intensity in your voice. And by the way, I do like the uniforms that you wrote out a couple weeks ago, the new Georgia Tech uniforms. Those were pretty swanky. But here's my question.
Yes, sir.
But here's my question, Coach. What challenges does the Pittsburgh bring to you in this game this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got elite playmakers on both sides of the ball. Defensively, I think they lead the country in sacks and do a great job. They get pressure with the front four. Whenever they do do blitz, they can hold up well in coverage. So they've got an elite defense. And then offensively, they're very explosive. I think they're throwing the ball at a high level. I think the receiver French is one of the top three receivers in the country. So, I mean, they've got playmakers around. They're very multiple in offense. So it's a lot of formations, a lot of shifts, a lot of unique looks that, you know, we got to make sure we're ready for and prepared to play at a high level in front of our home crowd, Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech head coach, again, 4 o'clock kick against the Panthers on Saturday. Boy, the coastal division of the ACC, Coach, is so wide open. I mean, you have Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh, the team you're playing, all with two losses, and then you have Duke, Miami, and yourself with three. I mean, you have all seven teams separated by one loss with four games to go.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, just, you know, you guys have heard me talk, we don't get caught up in any of those things. All we can worry about is what we can control, and what we can control today is our Wednesday practice, our Wednesday preparation, and just get ready to play the opponent that we have in front of us and, get ready to do that. And then whatever happens, readjust and do the same thing the following week. But our entire focus in this entire organization is just getting better every single day and get ready to play at a high level in front of our home crowd.
Talking with Jeff Collins, head coach at Georgia Tech, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. A lot was made yesterday, Coach, and I'd love to get your opinion on this, about a big meeting the NCAA had in regards to athletes and their ability to make money off their likenesses, off their endorsements, going forward. Now, the NCAA has given, initial approval to that concept nationwide. We know that a number of states, including Georgia, are looking at laws that would allow athletes to make money on the side. How do you think, from a coach's standpoint, this is going to eventually play out and affect the game?
And I don't know about all that. I just know that, you know, my stance on it is whatever's best for the student-athlete, I'm all for. I know there's a lot of smart people that are going to get together and try to do the right thing for all the people that are involved. But my stance is whatever's best for the student athlete, I'm all in for.
Sports Radio 929.
The one part that did get part of the narrative too that I am passionate about is the possibility through this of the NCAA football video game coming back into play and hitting the shelves. That part, I can unequivocally make a statement in support. So for the student athletes, I'm all for bringing back the college football video game. I'm all for. So whatever happens through that to get those things, those best interests taken care of, I support.
You just want to coach yourself on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait a minute, Coach, are you a gamer? And when do you have time to play college football?
I got to play
Jeff Collins. So actually, in our players' lounge, NCAA 2014 is still alive and well in our players' lounge. And, I think I have every iteration of the college football game going back to Sega Genesis.
Stop it.
That I've played and – a young man at Western Carolina University just sitting there in between classes or hopefully no players are listening. During classes, I was in my dorm room playing, college football video games all the way back to the early 90s.
So is that strictly college football, coaching? Were you playing Tecmo Bowl? Because if you played Tecmo Bowl, I got to know which squad you had in the Tecmo Bowl back in the day.
Coach, Tecmo Bowl and just give the ball to Bo Jackson.
All day long.
And I got a Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson t-shirt with his image as a Tecmo Bowl player in my closet.
Coach, that's vintage. That's a vintage shirt right there.
Yes, sir. There's no doubt.
You know what, Coach, speaking of the running game, we saw a better run-pass ratio in the game, in the win against Miami. What's your ideal run-pass ratio coming up this weekend?
Well, I mean, it varies. We want to make sure that they do a great job of creating takeaways. So we want to place a high emphasis on possessing the football. And, you know, I think we do a really good job at that. We, conversely, have to create more takeaways. That's part of our DNA. We were one of the top defenses in the country the last 8 years at creating takeaways. We led the country last year in defensive touchdowns. So just that is part of who we are, and just trying to get that established at a high level moving forward in the Georgia Tech program. You can see every day at practice when our defensive guys get a turnover, rip the ball out, they immediately sprint to our head strength coach, and he has to drop down and do 10 push-ups whenever the defense gets a turnover. So hopefully we'll see a lot of that on the sidelines at homecoming on Saturday, the defensive guys handing the ball to our head strength coach and him dropping down and giving them 10.
Well, hopefully it's a winning homecoming for you, Coach Collins. Thank you for taking a few minutes, and we look forward to seeing the growth of the program and maybe a win against Pitt on Saturday. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.